Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And college football analyst Mike, we have to give you a raise.
Well, thank you, Tommy. I appreciate that.
Or at least pay you some overtime. Just submit the slip and I'll sign it, all right?
Listen, when you and I will talk one-on-one, I'll tell you a story Coach Oates says about Bobby and I about that. But we'll keep that between us.
Tell me about Joe Brady. And I'm getting a lot of different angles here. People are texting me saying that it's over for LSU. Other people are saying, I'm just telling you what the people are texting. And other people are saying they're not as concerned about him leaving LSU as they are about him going to Carolina, a team in the division. Take off wherever you want to, Mike.
Well, listen, when Jimmy Johnson, a former Cowboy coach, told me this many years ago, when you win, two things are going to happen. One, you're going to attract coaches and players that would have never even given you a first look, much less a second look. And the second part about it is when you win big, teams are going to come poaching for your coaches, and you're going to lose players early to the NFL draft. So you're just getting the start of it. It's just the start of it now. So, man, if you think people are in an uproar now, just give them another week, and you'll find out exactly what Jimmy says is 100% right.
And LSU.
Joe deserves,
what about the Saints staff?
Deserves, say that again?
What about the Saints staff in terms of poaching?
Well, they've already – Mike Nolan's already gone. Mm-hmm. He's left the staff, and he's a new defensive coordinator with the Cowboys. Have been reports that the Giants would like to talk to Aaron Glenn. No, when you win, people are after your top guys. So that shouldn't be a shock to anyone. It's not like this is just the first time happening. When you win, look at Alabama. They've lost 13 assistant coaches the last 2 years.
But yet they reload, huh?
And so, and that's not talking about the 11 juniors they lost early to the NFL draft. So when you win, that's what happens. But, you know, listen, I'm glad for Joe. We had this conversation back in September. He was like, you know what? In January, 99% of the folks, when I got hired, they had no idea who I was. Mm-hmm. You know, none. Even though I was on the Saints staff. You know, because he was like a glorified GA. You know, he was the RPO expert there. Mm-hmm. He brought in some of the college concepts, and Sean liked him, the film breakdown stuff that he did. But Joe did a fabulous job. And my thing about somebody leaving is if they've left your program better than which they took it, they have done their job. He's done it. And I'm pretty sure I know who's going to take his place. And we talked about it last night on Sports Talk, and that's Georges Muniz. Georges is a California guy. It's kind of bounced around the college football world like every other young assistant. Was at Eastern Illinois as the offensive coordinator, receivers coach, and then went to
Illinois. If LSU is DBU, Eastern Illinois seems to be quarterback, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. And then he went to, at that time, it was University of Louisiana, Lafayette, now University of Louisiana, with Mark Hutchman. He coached quarterbacks, receivers. He was co-offensive coordinator there. And he spent the last 2 years as one of the offensive analysts at LSU, very close to Joe Burrow, so close that Joe brought him to the Heisman Trophy Award ceremony. And so he's worked very closely with Coach Ensminger and Joe Brady, breaking down film, kind of looking at what the defenses are going to give you. I know Coach O has spoken at the highest level about George and his ability to get the very most out of every play. And so he's spoken of him about as well as you could speak about somebody who's not. He was on the staff, but wasn't on the coaching staff. He was really more of a breakdown guy, but I would be shocked if it wasn't George who got the job.
We're going to pick it up here when we come back. Mike Dettelier, our guest, WWL NFL and college football analyst. I want to talk about Coach Ensminger, too, when we come back, because it seems as though somehow the narrative, for whatever reason, he was cut out of the narrative, and I don't think that's accurate, nor do I think it's fair. 8:21, time now, traffic on WWL. 8:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Dettelier, our friend, NFL and college football analyst, about Joe Brady leaving, going to the Carolina Panthers. I don't know if that's done yet, or is anybody signed off on that, Mike? Do you know?
Well, it isn't official yet, but it's unofficially official. Okay. And so, man, you talk about a meteoric ride for Joe, who was a film breakdown guy, RPO expert, so to speak, for the Saints. He goes to be the passing game coordinator and work with the receivers for LSU. And now he's the offensive coordinator. And from my understanding, he will have some autonomy to select some of the other people around him on the offensive staff. So you talk about a ride. Man, I couldn't be happier for him, man. He's a really good guy. The bad thing is we have to play him twice a year. He's going to do a good job out in Carolina. But again, for the people that say, oh, it's going to crumble down. 9 months ago, you didn't even know, or 8-10 months ago, you didn't even know who Joe Brady was. And you had no clue. So it's amazing to me the reaction of it all. But he did a fantastic job working with Steve in building this offense the way it was. Because, it was special. Steve's in his 60s. Joe was 30. You talk about the original Odd Couple. I told that to Ensminger. He just started to laugh. He said, man, Steven's his age. So, he's got a son basically the same age as Joe Brady. They worked together seamlessly to put this offense together. And, I haven't known Steve as long as I've known Coach Ho, but I've known Steve for over 30 years. His first job, now I knew him because he was a quarterback at LSU.
70s,
but
right?
And his first job, he was a grad assistant, and he worked with the quarterbacks at Nicholls State. And my neighbor, Joe Clark, was the offensive coordinator. Joe had left the NFL. Had met a lady from down here on the bayou, got married, and was at Nicholls for a little while before he went right back to the NFL. And Steve was on the staff. And so I would see Steve pretty often as he would visit Joe quite often. But it's really something, kind of, here you got the 60-something-year-old Steve with the 30-year-old Joe Brady. And how all of that meshed together so well.
We got to take a break here, and when we come back, I think, and I don't think Steve Ensminger cares about this, but I think he, especially in light of what happened, but I think he was forgotten in all of this. I think he was ignored in all of this, and like you're saying, nobody even knew who Joe Brady was. No disrespect to him, 9 months ago.
They just didn't.
Yeah, but I think,
and he's the first one to admit it.
I think Coach Ensminger got fell through the cracks in all of this. Let's put it that way. But I'm guessing it didn't really matter to him. We're going to take a break, come back. Also, Drew Brees turns 41 today. We'll talk about that. And then somebody texted in about some rumors with Teddy Bridgewater, et cetera. So a lot going on. Too bad the Saints aren't in the NFC Championship game Sunday. But what you going to do? Right now, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a break for WWL First News. And for that, we'll go to Dave Cohen.
Thank you, Joshua. I'm Dave Cohen. Now Tommy Tucker's got one more story here on WWL.
Yeah, I need to issue a spoiler alert in case you've not seen the Jeopardy Greatest of All Time tournament or something.
You are going to share with us the outcome.
I will, but I'm not telling you to turn the radio off. If you don't want to know, turn it down. Big difference.
Down enough where you can't hear it.
Turn it down, and then you can turn it back up after I finish. So they had Ken Jennings, mm-hmm. James Holzhauer, mm-hmm. and his third guy, competing for the greatest of all time, right?
I'm guessing the third guy didn't win.
No, he did not.
Okay. He didn't have his name. Just so.
Excellent, excellent inferral on your part from my implication.
Yes.
Nice
you.
Job. Mm-hmm. So the other two, Ken Jennings won. He is the greatest of all time. Now, James Holzhauer, I thought, you know, I don't know if he was, he kind of, he fit more the Price is Right than Jeopardy in terms of the way he behaved.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? He was always mugging for the camera and making some comments on the side.
Did he try to hug Alex Trebek and did he have a t-shirt on that says, pick me? And
well, I don't think it was that bad, but he was just talking about the third guy whose name, again, escapes me. Brad was his name. Having zero on a board, and then he said his score is still there, which is just a little bit too smart-alecky for Jeopardy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was thinking about, you know, we talked about this earlier, about prospective replacements for Alex Trebek when he decides to retire.
Right.
You know, I thought about Oprah.
Oprah?
Yeah.
You would like to see Oprah host
I think she's
Jeopardy.
Got the gravitas to do that. I think she could be serious because she's done some very serious interviews, but she could also lend a little bit of a lighter side to it when it called for that.
Do you think Oprah wants that kind of a commitment, though, to working 11 weeks a year, long days during those 11 weeks to film the episodes for the entire year?
I think that's an iconic thing. That's an interesting question you bring up.
Because she didn't want to do a talk show every day anymore.
She doesn't need the money.
No, she doesn't.
But
not.
I think there would be less creativity, less work involved in a game show because, I mean, they got a staff that does all of the questions. All you got to do is stand there and, you know, I mean, you got to familiarize yourself with the material somewhat, but she's a woman of the world,
yeah,
so I'm sure she knows a lot of it.
So on, yeah.
Huh?
For pronunciation.
Yeah,
and
I'm sure she knows it already. So anyway.
Yeah, that's hard work. Hosting a game show, I mean, I don't know if they realize, they only work 11 weeks out of the year. So they're off 41 weeks, which is nice. But during those 11 weeks, they film 5 shows per day, 5 days a week. So they do 25 shows a week.
You know, we had a local game show here.
Yeah, and I understand there was a pretty popular guy who hosted it.
Yeah, it was me. I'm not the host. But anyway, 8:41, 19 before 9, coming back with Mike Dettelier here on WWL. Ed Daniels technically was the host. I mean, he was the host. I was involved with the show.
Involved.
Yeah, we'll put it that way. We'll take a break. Coming back, WWL. 8:47, 13 before 9, Blue Runner Gumbo Opinion Poll. Will LSU be okay without Joe Brady? Mike, how long has LSU been playing football?
Quite a number of years.
How long has Joe Brady been affiliated with the program?
Less than a year.
Yeah, I somehow think they'll be okay. And I don't mean that with any disrespect toward Joe Brady.
No, listen, I'm a big Joe Brady fan, and
but
we had a couple conversations about things. So he's done his job. He really has.
I just want to get this in, though, because speaking of disrespect or, you know, I know Coach Ensminger is above this, but I always thought he got short shrift during the season, that it was all about Joe Brady, and he had a lot to do with this as well.
Joe, man, listen, Joe was a great addition to the staff, but Steve, and I give him a lot of credit for this, he put his ego to the side. He was willing to take, you know, and he's the one who went to Coach O back in December. And he said, you know what, we got to go to spread offense. And he said, there's a guy that came in with Pete Carmichael, with the Saints, would come in every year and talk to the staff. And always they're looking to get some advice and look, see at different things that are happening in the pro world also. And he's the one who told me, man, this Joe Brady guy is really good. And Coach O went to Sean Payton. Sean said, you can't talk to him till after the season. So as soon as the Saints lost to the Rams, or got it stole from on that game, whatever, they were able to talk to Joe. But it was actually Steve's idea, and he's the one who brought it up to Coach O, and they worked together just so well. Steve's coached, you know, for a long time, and he's seen a lot of football, and they respect him. Being a former quarterback, and he worked along with who I think is going to be the new passing game coordinator. He worked with George Munoz so much with Joe Burrow. Who Joe Brady worked with more is with the wideouts. That's who he worked with. So it was a great transition, but Steve sort of got left out.
That's the point I wanted to make, and I wanted his name to get out there.
He wasn't the new guy in town. He was the old guy in town. But, you know, if you know Steve, that don't bother him one bit.
But then they create the story, Mike, about some kind of, you know, getting along, this, that, the other thing. Well, Coach Ensminger went and found him. So how can you come up with a story then that they don't get along, right? It's just...
No, that to me, people just making something up.
Yep.
That they know nothing absolutely zilch about. Steve and Joe got along tremendously well. And, you know, Steve's calling the plays now. I'm not saying Joe's not whispering in his ear, hey,
right,
Steve, let's run this on this particular play or that particular play. But look how well it worked together between the two of them.
Just,
I mean,
like,
it was seamless.
Just like Coach O bringing in, I get the McKay confused, John Robinson.
John Robinson. No, John.
And to help him, to coach him. Ensminger brings in Brady to coach him, and it's like it all starts with leadership, right?
Yeah. When he told me, he said, listen, you can't say it, but John Robinson's going to join my staff. And I said, okay, who is he going to coach? He said, me. That was his comment, real quickly, me. He said, listen, how many years John Robinson's coach? We grew up watching John Robinson coach at USC as the head coach when he took over for John McKay. And, you know, his wife's from New Orleans. So that was Louisiana ties there. And John sort of whispers in Coach O's ear. And, listen, I like this particular play in that set and maybe use him in the short yardage sets and handle this maybe this way. So one thing with Coach O, and that's the difference between him and when he was at Ole Miss, he's willing to take advice. Now, it is all his choice at the end to what to do. But John loves to coach, still loves to be involved in the game. And I give him credit that he was able to bring in a guy that is old enough to be his dad to come in to sort of help out a little bit.
Mike, we got to run. Thank you. I appreciate your time. And it does say a lot about him that not everybody knows everything. 8:51 traffic now, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.